This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now. With the latest Community Network News, I'm Eric Williams.
And I'm Pen Franz. A review of existing hate crimes legislation has been announced by the Victorian Attorney General. The review, to be run by former Supreme Court Justice Geoffrey Eames, will address homophobic violence and harassment, among other things. Greg Adkins of Victoria's Anti-Violence Project explains.
By having penalties that adequately deal with hate crime, this will allow gay men and lesbians who in the past have never had a freedom to explore their lives to do so more fully in the future.
Mr. Eames will consult with key representatives of particular groups and deliver his findings to the Attorney General on September 1, 2010.
Beyond Blue has taken its first major step towards addressing depression in the gay and lesbian community. Up to $2 million in funding has been assigned for GLBTI-relevant programs in the next 12 to 18 months. Despite past criticism over Beyond Blue's resistance to dealing with mental health issues in the GLBTI community, gay groups welcome the breakthrough.
Val Eastwood, who ran Vell's Coffee Lounge in Melbourne in the 1950s, has died, aged 82. The lounge in Swanston Street was a safe haven and meeting place for outsiders of the camp, artistic, theatrical and political varieties. In recent times, Vell's Coffee Lounge has been reborn as part of the Also Foundation's efforts to support those caring for older GLBTI people.
The 2010 Chill Out Festival was going ahead in March as planned. Doubts were raised about next year's festival following the termination of the contract with event manager, the Adam Lowe Group. But the Chill Out community has assessed the finances and resources needed to go ahead and decided it can be done. The Chill Out guide has gone to the printers and will be available in early January.
It's 3 weeks later than expected, but the first Chinese government-funded gay bar has finally opened. Meant to open on World AIDS Day, December 1, in Dali, in Yunnan province, the opening was delayed due to intense media attention. The bar will mainly serve as a gathering place for gay men and will also provide emotional and medical support for them, free of charge.
Mexico City has become the first city in Latin America to legalize gay marriage. The new law redefines marriage in the city's civil code, changing it from the union of a man and a woman to the free uniting of two people. Expected to be signed off by the mayor, the law also allows gay couples to adopt children, to get a bank loan together, and inherit.
It's a very important triumph. It's a social and collective triumph after years of struggle.
The changes bring gay couples in line with straight couples, something that was denied them in the city's previous civil union laws.
Following outrage from Western nations and leaders, Uganda is considering softening its proposed anti-gay laws. With the legislation being discussed by Uganda's government, political and religious leaders around the world have spoken out against it. Uganda's Ethics and Integrity Minister says the government is considering reducing the maximum penalty from death to life in prison.
From the new year, same-sex couples in Hong Kong will be covered under an amended domestic violence law. The amended law lets victims of same-sex domestic violence seek legal remedies for their situation. However, it doesn't actually give any legal status to same-sex relationships.
And briefly in other news, after 3 years and 10 attempts, a GLBT human rights organization has been officially registered and recognized in Mongolia. California's AIDS Healthcare Foundation is preparing a petition to ban production of bareback pornography in California. And gay websites in China are being forced to close, having their accounts deleted by web hosting companies worried about possible illegal information and activities.
To QNN Sport, another sports star, Welsh rugby union legend Gareth Thomas has come out. Despite knowing he was gay since age 16, he stayed in the closet, experienced guilt and depression, and even considered suicide.
Probably every gay man in the world would tell you, you know, to come out to people is like a weight lifted off your shoulders.
Thomas hopes being gay will one day no longer be an issue in sport.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Eric Williams. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.